You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Rick Snyder stepped before a crowd of 1,000 Flint residents yesterday in advance of President Obama's speech at Northwestern High School. The reaction was not warm.
You didn't create this problem. Government failed you. And I apologize, and I will work hard to fix that.
Yes, as they shouted, "You failed us." Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us now via Skype. And Daniel, as much as we've heard Governor Snyder say just what he said, "I'm working hard to fix this," you note in your columns this week, the political gamesmanship has really turned into a free-for-all. And all these months later, people are still bathing in bottled water. You can't blame them for booing, can you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think if any of us put ourselves in that situation, we'd probably be booing too. This is failure writ large in so many ways. Although yesterday, I think, was a little, in some ways, a little less politicized than the underlying legislative gamesmanship that's going on back and forth, both in Washington and in Lansing. And everybody's got an agenda. Democrats have an agenda to make Republicans look bad. Republicans are trying to save their bacon because they know they pretty much own this. And, of course, in Washington, the EPA has got some complicity for this. Although I think, as we've discussed before, the lion's share of the blame probably is laid at the feet of the state.
Let's talk about what the grandstanding means. We've got this aid package for Flint stalled out in Congress, mainly by Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He says the aid package is grandstanding. In Lansing, the state Senate did approve a $128 million supplemental funding bill, but we saw three Republican senators say no, including Patrick Kolbeck of Canton, who said basically, hey, we already took care of the initial emergency at Flint. You know, what is it going to take to end the partisan finger-pointing in the games?
Well, it's going to take some leadership, and I'm not at all convinced you're going to get it from the governor or from certainly the president, who's got 8 months left in office. There's not a lot of and he doesn't have a lot of sway with a Republican Congress, so I don't really see how that moves. And the governor, frankly, doesn't have much sway with his own Republican caucuses in the House and the Senate. They are not motivated, and we've seen this time. We're seeing it in context of the Detroit Public School bailout efforts as well. They're not really motivated to do what he's asking them to do politically. And he has not got the muscle and has not mustered the muscle to actually get them to bend to his will. Ultimately, I think there's going to be some additional public pressure that is going to get them to move. I don't think you can be in a position of authority and political leadership today in Michigan and say, you know, what's happened in Flint is really not government's problem. I think it is a basic infrastructure issue. Most people, if they're really honest, regardless of their political affiliation, would say, yeah, you know, a basic function of government is a infrastructure, and one of the most key pieces of infrastructure is, of course, public water. And they have failed. And government has a responsibility to kind of react to that. And they can foot drag and try to make these tortured explanations on talk radio, which you hear almost every other day. But it's still, you still have people of Flint 2 years later having to use bottled water to take a bath.
Meantime, the drumbeat of reckoning and accountability is getting louder and louder. Talk to us about yesterday's no contest plea by Flint Utilities Administrator Mike Glasgow. What does it all mean to the ongoing investigation?
Well, I think it signifies a couple of things. Number one is he entered a cop to a lesser charge, a one-year misdemeanor. That means he's going to cooperate with the authorities. I think the broader issue here is why we've seen many examples of government run amok, certainly in the last 6 or 7 years, and no accountability, whether it's the IRS or Veterans Affairs or, you know, you can go down a whole long list of things. I think what's different about this Flint water situation is that both state and federal authorities are investigating, and I think people are going to be held to account. Now, to what extent they're going to be able to make some of these charges ultimately stick and get convictions, and will anybody actually go behind bars? I think that's TBD. But I think this is clearly a situation where you're not going to see public officials walk away from this and say, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. Too bad, you lose. And I think both Barbara McQuaid, who has certainly demonstrated as the U.S. attorney in Detroit, her willingness to go after public corruption time and time and time again, this is not going to be any different. And Attorney General Bill Schuette, his chief investigator is the former FBI agent in charge, Andy Arena, who ran the Kwame Kilpatrick corruption investigation. And he, interestingly enough, when he talked about this in the initial set of charges, says, this is the biggest such case of its kind in Michigan. Mm. Now, when you think about that, of what he's been involved in, that's saying something.
And as you said in a discussion we had a week or two ago, when Andy Arena is standing there telling all the players that the train has left the station, the best seats are at the front. And your words were, that statement should be sending chills up and down people's spines.
Well, and the other thing they said that I think even should also send chills is nobody is excluded. Mm-hmm. And when asked pointedly whether the governor was excluded, they repeated, nobody is excluded.
Meantime, though, as you say, we see people bathing their children in the bottled water, the people in Flint. And I just can't help but think when you hear things like, hey, we took care of the emergency initially and you know, it's grandstanding. The people saying that, you know, their kids aren't bathing in bottled water.
People wonder why Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. This is one reason. I mean, I think there is such a disconnect in so many levels of government between the people out there who are paying the bills, trying to raise their family, go to work each day, and the people that they've elected. To your point, if this was happening in some of these other communities, would people be more outraged? Certainly the people who represent those communities would be more outraged. And I think that's the problem. There's a real lack of empathy here, number one. And secondly, the ideology in these kind of questions always simmers right below the surface. Sometimes it's at the surface, but it's certainly right below the surface. And you push them a little bit, and there's always going to be constituents that are going to be complaining, and they're going to load their commentary with racial things in a city like Flint, or you're seeing it in Detroit in terms of the DPS bailout. Why do we have to pay for those cities? Those cities have been run by Democrats for 50 years. I mean, I've heard it all, mm-hmm. and you've probably heard it all. Mm-hmm. And it's a continuing theme, and I think it animates this legislature, whether they like to admit it or not, and it's a pretty ugly side of the legislature.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.